Exactly. I think we all need pipes, Walt. Because damn, if Phil doesn't look distinguished.
You know, because I mean, every once in a while, a cigar is really a fine thing, but there's something dignified about a pipe.
What was that you were doing there, Craig?
My pipe impression.
Le human.
All right. Well, hey, we have a large and energetic panel today here at the BAM podcast. We're talking about a bunch of stuff. But first, let's start off with the bang and look at this crazy trailer from Netflix for a superhero movie that has somehow been postponed for 2 years and is now coming out on streaming. But despite all that, it actually still looks kind of cool. So let's take a look real fast. You guys hear that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a little bit.
That was a pill.
Did you say they postponed it?
It's been finished for 2 years.
Oh.
A pure power.
Like New Mutants.
Would you take it? You don't know who I am or what I'm about, but I'll do anything.
If I took that pill, my ultimate power would be procrastination.
Am I lying?
Welcome to Project Power. Our goal is simple. The next evolution of the human species.
Here, take one of those before. It can make you strong. Make you invisible. You never know what your power is until you try it.
You push that power, don't you?
Yeah. On the streets, they're talking about superpowers, but they're not talking about how one hit could kill you. What's the plan now?
I took something from it. I gotta get it back.
Something? Or someone?
This thing's tearing our city apart. Your kid has something to do with it.
Where do you think they got the formula from?
They have my daughter.
If we can work together on this.
You guys seen enough?
What do you need?
Still got the pills. Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
It's about to get real noisy.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Jeez. So, Craig.
Yeah.
Does this strike you as kind of like Bad Boys meets Capers?
Set in modern day, sure. I mean, I gather that. You know, you take a pill, it can give you powers, but it could also kill you. So they can, you know, play the drug, drug allegory. They may touch on addiction if there's characters that are, you know, running around doing wacky super stuff because they can't stop taking the pills. The visuals are really lovely. I mean, some really solid looking visual stuff. I'm intrigued. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does look good. I just usually when a movie gets postponed for that long, like New Mutants, you figure there's something wrong with it. So I don't know.
We'll Speaking see of which, they dropped a New Mutants trailer today.
What?
A New Mutants trailer found its way onto the internet today.
Well, let's look for that link, and while we're doing that, let's talk to Craig and Phil about their projects. Phil, is this a good time? I see you taking a long, thoughtful toke there. Is this?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. Phil doesn't need an introduction, but perhaps we should introduce him anyway. Phil does RPG art. You can find him at philstoneillustrations.com. And Phil, what would you say you're best known for these days?
Outside of art?
Well, okay, we could do that, sure.
Smoking a pipe.
I don't know. The other day I got busted up on the at the park on my skateboard. I mean, it's been...
Ooh.
Been skating for 36 years, so went to do a hand plant to impress somebody before warming up, and my kneecap went up to the left. So,
ouch. Okay.
I guess I was known for that the other day.
were you at the? Were you at a skate park doing that? So you were off the bowl doing the hand plant?
Yeah, there was a concrete quarter pipe, and
I got
a half pipe in my backyard. And
suddenly your backyard is so much more interesting than mine.
But I decided to bust out a hand plant right off the bat. Got a little ambitious after a few beers. When I got there. And I forgot to stretch out. And
oh, Ah. Yeah,
landed wrong and knee popped out. So, you know, you're laying there and you.
Oh.
Contemplating your poor life choices.
No, you just kind of shake it out and it pops back in. You're like, all right, so I got the next five. So.
And then the next few days, you don't. The next few days, the painful ones, though.
Yeah, walking's been a treat. The last couple of days.
You know, why are we doing a podcast about RPG stuff? We should just focus on skateboard injuries. It's a lot more compelling. Don't you guys? Anybody?
All of my skateboard injuries, none of them were done during, actually skateboarding.
I'd like to go back to the comic book stuff, please.
I have zero skateboarding injuries, but I'm happy to talk about just getting old.
It's hard, man. I'm not a fan.
Now, I'm 46, I can still get upside down, so.
All right. I can do that by accident. I'm 48. So. Well, let's talk about, you have a new book, Lavishly Illustrated, the complete illustrated book of Illusion, yes. Coming out for your Dungeons & Dragons 5e on Kickstarter right now. And here we are. Wow, 36 days to go. You're doing one of those long-term Kickstarters. That's cool.
Yes.
Wow, you are way past your funding goal of $500 onto above 5,000. Good for you, sir.
Thank you.
So I'll scroll through some of this luscious art and you can tell us all about this book.
It is the fifth one. Mm-hmm. I'm doing all eight, you know, spell books. If you go all the way down, there's a compilation book. So I decided after the first four, I would do a compilation. So there's gonna be two volumes.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically, you'll have the individual volumes to bring to the gaming table, and then those essentially are for your bookshelf. Those are all bound in leatherette, raised 3D foil symbols and whatnot. And, I wanted to go for a functional prop when gaming. I mean, there's a whole backstory to it, but that was one thing I want to do is just illustrate all eight schools of magic. Something you can bring to the table if you're playing a character specific or whatever, and just have a functional prop.
This is what Prismatic Sphere looks like. This is what Magic Missile looks like.
Each one of the books is, has a story in the beginning of it between 2 to 4 pages each. When read in order, it comes off as the main character is like kind of an Indiana Jones guy who collects the master's books. So each one of these books is, the hardest part of these was to come up with a different art style for each one. That was illustrated by certain people who collected these, like almost like illuminators. It kind of goes off the Voynich Code or the Devil's Bible or anything like that, where there is a different, you know, art style for each one. And that's the hardest part is coming up with that.
That's really awesome. Back in second edition, well, we did this in third edition for most of our long-term groups too, but we would, any spellcasters and most of their abilities, we'd put together basically their little spell book individually for each person. Yep. So everyone's binder, they have every spell, every power, every stuff, all their stuff in one nice place. Just need someone to go and go and put some graphics to some of them at times.
So yeah, I do all the layout. I do everything.
That's awesome.
For all of the books. But I always start with a story for it. And I don't know. It's something that 10-year-old Phil would have wanted when I used to play.
Will you be doing this for any other system since OSR is really big these days and a number of other non-5Es are getting bigger?
So I have a Pathfinder 2E necromancy ready to go. It's been ready to go for the last year when I first started this project, and I didn't know if there was even a market for it, so it's just sitting there essentially. But I wanted to do all eight schools of magic. There's actually a Kickstarter coming out. I teamed up with a game company. They're doing the t-shirts so you can support your school. So there's a t-shirt for every school of magic coming out next week.
I'll be honest, I'm not even playing much 5e, but I think I've got to get those books. The only book I won't really care about is Necromancy, but every other book I'm going to really need.
Actually, the t-shirt I'm wearing right now is the Necromancy symbol.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, there's the one you're on right now is from the 2e Necromancy book, but that has not been in print yet.
I thought that was just a nice print of Keith Richards, but okay. Cool.
If any of my friends watching right now wants to get me a gift, make sure you start with that illusion book, because you know me, I need the illusion book. Thank you.
I'll tell you, I had a lot of people asking for that one, and it was hard to... The first one I did was Necromancy, and that one blew up. And then the second one I did was Divination, and that one completely did not do well. Even though that's my favorite art I did.
There are so many people who hate diviners.
Well, yeah, I realized that when I ran the Kickstarter.
As far as magic schools go, Necromancy, for some reason, is one of the most popular. It's my most hated, personally. But then you go to Evocation and Illusion. Those are going to be your three big sellers. After that, it starts dwindling. Next would be Conjuration and then Abjuration. And Divination tends to be at the very bottom of that list. Right.
Yeah, my next one after Illusion is Abjuration.
Mm-hmm.
But going down the wormhole of actually doing these, I'm sure there's a portal to hell in my house somewhere. Because I get quite involved.
It's probably inside that pipe that you skateboard on.
No, yeah. I have a prototype of a Ouija board for one of the books I'm releasing at the end of summer. I'm illustrating all 75 demons that King Solomon came out of the Goetia book with Aleister Crowley. So I made a Ouija board that goes along with that Kickstarter. So my wife hated it.
Behind you.
The what's up?
So that's what's floating behind you.
Yeah, I get no cell service near my computer.
So you totally missed the opportunity. If you were going to plug that, you should have totally hung it up on strings and then been pulling on it while you're talking about it. No. Really freak the audience out.
We have to arrange these kind of bits ahead of the show.
Alice is just too creative for us all.
My wife hated the Ouija board so much that actually it's hanging up in my bedroom.
You're awful.
Do you guys have spellbooks? Does that work?
But no, the spellbooks are fantastic, and I love them, and they're so much fun. And each one is an absolute challenge. Just in the fact that I have to come up with a whole new art style every time for each character who's like, this is the master of that certain craft. But no, I absolutely love them. I have an absolute blast with them.
Okay, you know, we had you on to talk about the Valor Knights, the Transformers thing, and I had no idea you had this whole other sideline. So people still have over a month to check this out. It's the complete illustrated book of Illusion. It's on Kickstarter right now, and you have smashed that funding goal. It's like it was a tiny bug. So definitely happening. Check it out now, folks, and best of luck with that, Phil. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Actually, I have the that's the compilation book that you can come.
All right, hang on. We're gonna blow you up real big. Okay, here we go. Boom. There you go. It's all Phil all the time now.
So that's all 3D printed foil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of blown up.
Jacob is mewing at adoration down there.
It's beautiful.
You do all your art.
That book.
So, do you do all your art digital, or are you like a hybrid artist?
Both, but everything I do for the books is digital. I work for 12 other publishers, including Wizards of the Coast. So digital is the way to go.
Right on.
I didn't know you worked for WotC. Good for you.
Thank you.
So, all right. Well, hey, speaking of publishers doing cool stuff, Craig.
Hello.
That was a terrible segue, and I apologize, but sometimes I just don't have a good one.
That's okay.
In these trying times of quarantine and COVID-19, you, sir, are stepping up to the challenge of doing an online con. Tell us all about NerdBurgerCon.
I'm a sucker.
So not being able to go to physical conventions and, you know, I'm just trying to do online stuff here and there when I can, I figured why not try to get, just like, let's throw the spotlight on some indie stuff, in particular, stuff that you may not have heard of and stuff, games, being like that are in development by people or by people who are working in like the itch.io space, who are doing some stuff there that's like smaller scale stuff that you maybe haven't seen on DriveThruRPG. So I reached out to a handful of friends in indie games and invited some of them and got lists of people to talk to and went through a gigantic list of suggestions and just started hitting people up and just finding all sorts of really interesting designers from a variety of backgrounds. Who are making all sorts of like just a very, very wide variety of games. My hope is that I'm trying to kind of curate this, the event list into something like where you're going to go like, that game is nothing like anything else in here. That game is nothing like anything else in here. And you're going to find just all sorts of really, really kind of different things. And I reached out to a bunch of streamers and a bunch of designers. And you'll see like here on the, that's on my, on the Nerdburger Games page. Nerdburgergames.com. That's got a list of all of the partners that are involved that are doing, all the streamers are doing at least one stream of either a panel or a game or something. All of the designers are hosting at least one game, often two. And then there may be more to come. There may be some of these designers might do more games. Other people might come in to help out with stuff. I'm waiting to see what the initial event sign up looks like before we maybe add some more events beyond what I've got planned.
All right, so the schedule has not yet been published is what I'm hearing.
The schedule is not out yet right now. What's happening is if you follow at Nerdburger Craig, you'll find the link in my feed somewhere. The link is also on this nerdburgergames.com NerdburgerCon page. There's a link you can go to sign up, basically pre-sign up for the convention. Just basically give me your email address so that I will send you a link to get to the event signups one day before I post them publicly. So it helps me get a gauge of how many people are going to be involved, and it gets you in early to be able to snag a game or two that really intrigue you.
You know, the only events I know of personally, I'm doing a panel on Super's hero design that I believe Walt is going to be on, and Lewis Porter Jr. is going to be on, and Owen Stevens, among others. Those are the names coming to me right now. Alice and Jacob, I might have invited you guys for that as well. Come to think of it.
I can show up. Let me know. I booked the whole convention weekend for NerdburgerCon.
And I understand Alice is running one of Fainting Goats, my company's Supers Adventures, at yes. some point.
So, and Brandon will be running Capers.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. So, and we should probably say out loud the specifics. This is going to be Friday through Sunday, August 14th to the 16th. Mm-hmm. It's yep. free. We're raising funds for the Trevor Project and Shireen Gilchrist, one of your contributing designers who's had some life-changing back surgery.
Hopefully we'll be having some. We're going to try to help her with some of the costs on that. And then also, yeah, for the Trevor Project.
I also just want to add, you know, if people are coming in and saying, oh, I've never played that game before, you're a little intimidated, BWK does have crash courses for a number of the systems that will be showing up there. Not everything, far from everything, but a couple of them, you know, we have some helpful guides to help you get started. So just put in 10 minutes of your time and you can sit down and play and start rolling dice. So don't worry about it. Just join and learn new games.
And for those uninitiated, BWK is Babies with Knives, which is Alice's actual play podcast, which you can find on YouTube, which is a little thing you might have heard of before now. So,
and many of the games are actually going to be hosted by the designer of the game. So mm-hmm. That's kind of an extra cool factor, just being able to sit down with the designer. And it also means that your GM is going to know the game inside and out. So they have probably taught the game to many, many people. So if you don't know the game that well, you're going to be sitting down with the designer a lot of the time.
What game is Eloy showing up for?
I'm still working with Eloy to figure out what he's going to do. I don't know for sure.
API.
He's having scheduling issues. I'm hoping to still get him roped in. I would imagine they'll probably probably be some part-time gods with the second edition having come out not too long ago. And maybe if he's got something in the works, there might be a playtest kind of thing. Because I myself am playtesting running two sessions of Good Strong Hands, and I know at least, I think, two others are designers who are doing a beta playtest as part of this. So you're going to sit down and get a chance to help shape a game that's still in development.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Always love those opportunities.
It's always kind of interesting to have that discussion with the designer, because they'll be you'll play the game, but then there'll also be like, you know, a little bit of a roundtable talk afterwards, and you'll get to, if you're not somebody who's ever designed a game or thought too much about it, it makes for an interesting insight into like what types of questions they're asking, what they're trying to, you know, tweak and modify, and what they're fine tuning. And it's kind of fun to put your stamp and, you know, just like say, hey, I helped make that game into what it became.
So using my gnomish telepathy, I'm guessing, I'm predicting that one of the games you're going to be doing is Good Strong Hands.
He just said like a minute ago.
Oh, I totally
missed that. Those words came out of his mouth.
That's all right. I'll be running at least two sessions of that. I haven't picked the time slots for them yet, because I'm going to wait till everything else kind of pans out, and then I'm going to fill in some spots where we're maybe short.
Awesome. How many hour slots are you doing?
How many what?
How many hours per slot are you doing for Good Strong Hands?
Probably do it call it a 3-hour slot, since it's a play test. So that way we can have a good two hours and a little more game, and then we can chat a little bit and have to teach the game beforehand too. So it'll be like 3 hours. So not too intensive.
Well, since there's no blurb or anything up yet for anyone watching this and want to know, what is Good Strong Hands about?
Good Strong Hands is a game. It's let's see, the subtitle on the cover should be a darkly whimsical game of saving your fantastical world. So it's think Legend, Neverending Story, Labyrinth, Dark Crystal, and those sorts of things, where there's fae-type creatures and you know, kind of fantasy creatures, as well as the occasional human who are out to save their world in some way. And so the game is designed in such a way that it'll run well as a one-shot, where you just kind of, you know, stop the void, the thing that's trying to destroy the world. And you could do it as a one shot. You can also build it out as a kind of campaign play, where it might take longer to keep the void from consuming the world of Reverie that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
It's intended to be very much a kind of a shared world building game. There's not going to be a lot of information about what the world looks like.
Woo!
Good job. As you play with the GM, the GM is encouraged to ask questions, and you as a player are encouraged to fill in the blanks on a lot of things. So you'll help, like, Alice, you've seen the playbooks for the characters, where it's like, here's a couple of sentences on this particular folk, whether it's a woodkin or a sylph or a pixie or whatever. And then that's all the information there is. You will, if you play that type of folk, you'll help define what those creatures are in that world.
Same with locations and such. We the Mechlars that we ran on Monday turned out to look like TikTok.
So you played through the Cunning Storm.
Yes, we started at the Cunning Storm.
Which is a very, very thinly veiled adventure about climate change.
Yeah, they decided when we were talking that it's a black obsidian tower with basically, you know, like the Klingon dagger where the blades come out. So blades are coming out all over the place. So I decided that each blade that comes out, there's a balcony. And so we've been playing with, you know, them going in and out and stuff like that on the balconies. And yeah, they spent the majority of the first session not even getting to the tower, though. So we're, We're extending it out a little bit and playing around with it, because we're trying to do the campaign version right now. So
excellent.
It's recorded, but we're waiting before we post it.
Woo-hoo. Thank Woo-hoo. You. Yeah. This Alice and group are playtesting.
Yes.
The campaign. So it'll be up on All right. So it'll be up on Babies with Knives eventually. So we could see that. It's a playtest. Okay, yeah. Now I understand. All right, gotcha. All right, cool. sounds good. Well, hey, Craig, if I remember correctly, you had an Uber Eats order or something showing up in the next like 2 minutes.
I've got a delivery that's coming in the not too distant future, but yeah.
All right, you guys mind if we close by checking out this new 60-second long New Mutants trailer?
Let's see.
Sure.
All right, cool. Adam Moment Vita. And everyone see that?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yes. Not anymore.
No sound.
No sound.
There's no sound.
Okay, one sec.
Technical difficulties.
Now is when you put up the picture of the cartoon person that's like pulling all sorts of wires out of the wall.
Ah!
I'm sharing the wrong YouTube. Hang on, sorry. This is a professional podcast, folks. Don't try this kind of thing at home.
Top-notch pre-production.
See, one nice thing about doing recording, when that stuff happens, I can edit it out and paste, put stuff over it.
I don't have that kind of free time, though. Okay, let's try again. Can you hear it?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. This place takes your greatest fear and makes you live through it.
Roberto?
Sam, Juliana, Danny, Rain, we can get out of this together.
This place is designed to keep us inside.
He's right, it's Mate.
So am I.
That was so hot.
The New Mutants, rated PG-13. Don't miss the New Mutants panel at Comic-Con at Home.
Ooh.
Ooh, Comic-Con at Home.
I can finally afford to go to Comic-Con! Yay!
So I hope that, I hope the movie's good because, you know, New Mutants, I really, really hope it's good. They've failed for me on a few recent X-Men style titles, so I'm just, yeah, we'll see.
Have you been checking out the New Mutants from 2020?
I have not yet. I think we might have them over there sitting, but no time to read at the moment.
Oh my God, it is so trippy.
Okay, is it trippy good or trippy bad? Because does this mean I need to read it?
I haven't decided yet. I'm only two issues in, and it's really trippy.
All right. Well, hey, I suspect Craig's food is showing up momentarily. So sure. We did a nice, fun, fast podcast, 30 minutes of concentrated, whatever. Professional, you know, industrial grade geekery. So please check out Phil's Kickstarter, the complete illustrated book of illusion. Please check out nerdburgergames.com where you can find out more about NerdBurgerCon. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next time on the Banff podcast.
Go show up at NerdBurgerCon.
Go sign up now.
Yeah, go sign up.
Play games.
Play more games.